Hello and welcome. Cheers to each and every one of you playing this episode. Don't forget to stay in the know, to look out for our social media posts on Facebook and Instagram. The links are in the episode notes. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I am so ecstatic, you guys. I know that we are in season two of the episodes, and we are currently in game mode, so I think that this message is going to definitely bring it home. I think that it's very important that we remember the things that God is telling us to do. So in today's topic, I'm going to be talking about just staying within the guidelines, or just staying on the same path as God. You know, you don't want to be outside of the will of God. You know, you don't want to be outside of the will of God that he has for your life. So that's what I want to talk to you guys about today, because I had a conversation with one of my best friends today, and it dawned on me that, you know, I had to also take the advice that I was given, you know. And just to recap of what's going on with me, I have been feeling so much in the realm of the imposter syndrome, thinking that I cannot do the things that God has been allowing me to do. And one of those things is I've gone back to school. So this is like my second week in school, and I'm taking two classes right now. Yeah, this is my second week. I am taking two classes right now. It's 3 days a week, and it's for like 3 hours a day. That's a lot. Let's just be real. It's a lot. Excuse me. My voice is cracking. But it's definitely a lot. I go from 5:30 to 7:50, sometimes 8 o'clock for math. And then for English, it's from 9 to 12. So that's 3 hours, 3 days a week. Plus the math is right after work. I get off at 4:30, so I have an hour, if that, to prepare mentally for my math class. So it's a lot. And the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I got really overwhelmed with the information, and I took a quiz, and I started to just ask myself, what was my why? Why did I sign up to do this? And that's what me and my best friend was talking about today. And it's so crazy, because I was just like, I literally had to have this conversation with myself yesterday. And I also have an episode talking about, you know, determining what your why is and what are you doing things for, and reevaluating your why. And so sometimes, you know, if our why doesn't make sense, we have to change our why or change what we're doing. And yesterday, I had to realize that, you know, this is something that I've been trying to do for the past 3 years, which is go back to school. Really longer than 3 years, because I tried to get back in school when I moved to Atlanta. I was going to go to SCAD, and I ended up not being able to do it. They didn't approve my financial aid. They only wanted me to do loans, and I didn't want to do that. And then when I moved back to Florida, it was the same thing. They didn't want to give me financial aid. They wanted me to just do loans or pay out of pocket, which I didn't want to do either. And so since I had my son, I was like, well, my brother reminded me, like, hey, you know, you can go back to school because, you know, now you have a dependent and you can do financial aid. So I was like, okay, cool. So I honestly, and this is what I was telling him. I told my best friend, I was expecting to go back to school, but I'm going to be 100%, 1,000% real with you. I was not, and excuse me if you hear all these dings in the background. That is my laptop trying to get something situated here. But I'm like, you know, I definitely wanted to go back to school. But if I'm being completely honest, and which I am, I can be honest and say that I was not expecting to go back this fast. And that's kind of where the conversation went with me and him, because he's been trying to do a lot of things for his family. And I told him, I said, you know, it just seemed, if you're ever put in a situation where you feel like you are jumping through hoops trying to make something happen, and then you jump through those hoops and it's still not happening, then 9 times out of 10, it's probably not the right time, or it's just not meant to be. And I told him, I said, you know, I don't want you to be in a situation where I was, where God told me to do something and I was just like, no, because this is what I wanted to do and I did it anyway. I don't know what's going on in my throat, but I did it anyway and I ended up being right where God told me I was going to be in the first place, even when I disobeyed him. And so I got overwhelmed because I was like, okay, I had to ask myself, okay, is going back to school really something I want to do right now? Because I was just like, listen, we did fractions and order of operation. Child, listen, I have been out of school since 2013, since college. And going back is like, oh my God, you know, it's overwhelming. I have a 1-year-old who is into everything. He wants to be under me every second. And just taking that time, an hour from getting off work, sitting back at a desk, because my math class is online, then the other one is in building. But it's a lot, you know? So it's just like trying to do those things is really, it's a lot. And I have to commend myself sometimes. I'm like, girl, you are doing it. You know, even though it's hard and people don't really see that you're doing it, but you're doing it. And so I had to tell him, I said, you know, I'm at a place where now I don't want to continue to make things harder for myself. So yesterday, after I kind of got overwhelmed and I felt like, you know, okay, I'm kind of getting overwhelmed with all this, I had to take a step back from my assignment and say, okay, how did I get here? Like, how did I even get back in school? Like, was this something that I wanted or is this something that God allowed for me to have? And so then I had to realize that this is something that God had planned for me. I had plans to go back to school, but I was not planning on going this soon. I was going to go back in the fall term. But one day, I had been procrastinating on doing my application, and I got a random email from one of the ladies at the school, and she was like, oh, you know, I see that you started your application, but you haven't submitted it. And in my head, I'm thinking, girl, yeah, I haven't submitted it because I don't have the money right now to apply. And so she sent me an email out the blue because I had been looking like, oh, you know, I'm going to apply this day and that day or whatever. But I ended up, again, not doing it. And she emailed me and was like, hey, you know, I can get your application fee waived. You know, just fill out this information, da 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 da. We can see if you qualify. So I did it or whatever, and I wasn't expecting it, honestly, to get approved because I'm just so used to people saying, oh, you made too much, or you have to pay this, or you have to do that. So in my head, I was just like, girl, I'll do it because, you know, you reached out to me and this is random, and I was planning on going back to school. But you guys, I filled it out, sent it back to her, and that next day, that same day, actually, she emailed me back, saying that I could just go ahead and submit my application. She was like, you know, just telling me all the steps on how to do everything, you know, make sure you apply for scholarships, you know, do this, do that. And so I was kind of overwhelmed because I was like, wait a minute, I wasn't expecting that. And so that's what I had to remind my friend. I told him, I said, you know, when you're trying to do something, and if it aligns with what God has for you, It'll just happen. You know, it'll come out of the blue. It won't be these things that you have to jump into this hoop and jump into this ring and run through this fire to get done. Those aren't things that are naturally called from God. And sometimes, you know, God sends us things that he don't always give us the blueprint, but it's never like just so far-fetched where it's like, okay, I'm stressing myself out trying to figure this out. And I know that with me in those situations, if I've ever been stressed in a situation where I felt like, you know, this is from God, it was because it was from God, but it wasn't the right time. That's just like I remember when I moved to Atlanta, you know, I prayed about it and, you know, the Lord said he was going to make it happen. If that's what I wanted, you know, he was going to allow me that. And so I said, okay, cool. So I made this plan. I'm moving to Atlanta. I'm going to be there for the rest of my life. And you guys, I tell you guys this story all the time because this is near and dear to my heart. I still want to go back to Atlanta. I'm still praying that the good Lord tells me that I can go back once I'm done with school and once I am just more established with my life. But right now, I know that right now is good for where I'm at. But, you know, I had this plan to go back to Atlanta. And I said, okay, the timeline that I had for myself and the timeline that God allowed me to go was way, again, just like with school. It's like, okay, I'm going, but I wasn't expecting to go right now. And so then I kept praying because I was like, Lord, okay, wait, you telling me that I can go now, but I don't have the money. Like, I don't have no money. I don't have, like, my credit together. And so I went to pray and I said, you know, God, I gotta, you know, I'm going to be dedicated to do the things that I need to do. Da, da, da. You guys, I found a job, another job at Nick of Time, a full-time job where I could just take all that money and put it in my savings. I ended up paying, like, so much stuff off of my credit that my credit score was a 725 or 735 or something like that. It was in the sevens. It was at the time in great standing. And so I had to remind myself that, dang, you know, this is something that I wanted. This is something that God wanted for me. It happened. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I didn't know how God was going to make that happen. And I stressed myself out because I was like, God, I think I'm far-fetching it. And people was even like, oh, you should push it back to December. And, oh, you should just wait another year. And I still strong on what God told me. I said, no, I'm not doing that. Like, the Lord told me that I can go. I know that he's going to make it happen. And so from that moment on, I also started to realize that I couldn't start telling people what God was doing. And so I moved. I never opened up about my finances or anything to anybody. except for my sister and like two friends, excuse me. But I never disclosed information. Like I said, you guys, I talk about the story all the time because it baffles me to this day that people have all these made up scenarios of what happened. And I moved out there with no money and I went down there for love and then it just went boo-ha crazy. I went down there for a man, which guys, the dude that, you know what, this ain't even that, like, see how I get the tear, this ain't even that, see, I was finna go there, y'all wanted me to go, I was finna go there, but I'm not gonna go there, anyway, let's get back on track, anyway, so, you know, I have to remind myself that, dang, you know, those things happen, and I'm grateful that I was able to experience that, and even with school, you know, I wasn't expecting, honestly, you guys, my plan was to go to real estate school first, get my real estate license, then go back to school. But God had different plans for me, you know. I got that email, and from that time, from the email, it went boom, boom, boom. I got my financial aid done. I submitted it. I went and got my book started. I'm in class second week, and it's a struggle. I'm going to be real with you guys. It's a struggle because I have imposter syndrome, and I keep telling myself, why am I doing this? But I know that I signed up to get back in school to get my degree, to finish getting my degree, because I know that I want a better life for me and my son. I want a better life for my family. And I know that in order to do that, I have to take these necessary steps. And so that's what I was reminding him today. I said, you know, listen, dude, do not get overwhelmed with what's in front of you. Don't get overwhelmed with the future, because you got to trust that God has your back. You got to trust that God has you regardless. And even in these times where they are very uncertain and all these things are happening, you have to trust God. And I told him, I said, you know, because we started talking about inflation and rental prices and all this stuff. And so, like I told him, I said, man, listen, you have to trust God enough to know that even if the rent is still high, sky high, and if you have to find another place, that God will provide you. He'll find you something that you can afford. And if you can't afford it, he'll make a way for you to pay your bills. Like, you never know how God's going to bless you. That's just like with me. I was given an opportunity to take another position at my job, which I have been saying for the longest that I would like a position that challenges me a little bit more, because my position to me is just too simple. You know, it's too easy. You know, it's almost too easy. Like, you can finesse the system if you want to and, you know, take time out of the day, 30 minutes out of each hour, and just make sure you hit your numbers. And you got 30 minutes every hour, you know, doing whatever. But I was presented with an opportunity to take another position. And so, you know, I had been getting people's advice about it and stuff like that. But I knew in my heart that even if I was offered this position, that it would be a no. Because I had to think about what was my why. Yeah, I do want a different challenge. This job, this position would bring me a challenge. Not only just a challenge in my job, but a challenge in my daily life, because it's later hours, it's longer hours, it's a smaller department but high demand. So that means more stress, less time away from my son, less sleep because I have to go to school, and then it also conflicted with my school schedule. And so that was one of the moments where it was like, dang, I really would like to have this position, but I had to just know when to step away and say, okay, this is not from God, because if it did, it would align with what I'm doing. And I didn't even get to the point where I could ask those. Like, me and the lady, we had like a brief conversation, and we were over the court basis, but we were supposed to have another call to with the director of the thing, because she's like, oh, I really like you. And we were supposed to have a call, but that call never happened. And I, like I told my manager today, I said, listen, I prayed about it. And I told the Lord, listen, if this is not from you, I don't need to go further, you know? And I said, I kind of felt like it wasn't for me because I'm compromising too much for something that's supposed to be better for me. How is me taking this job better for me if I'm missing time out with my son? Like, and she's like, oh, you know, 46 to 52 hours a week versus me working 40 hours a week. I haven't worked a tap of overtime in my current department. And I remember in my last department, I worked overtime for 2 years, you know, for a year, every day, an hour and 30. And I knew that that was one of the reasons where I was stressed out. I was pregnant and I was like, listen, I have to get off. I'm sick. I cannot take these calls. Like, I have to go. And so I knew, I was looking at it that way. I say, I don't know what to walk into with this mandatory. I don't know if it's mandatory overtime. And even the lady who was over it, she couldn't give me a clear answer. She didn't have a set time. And I said, this seems unstable for a person that's currently stable. Like, you can't tell me, okay, well, we're going to have 46 to 52 hours a week, but you're going to get off at 5 this day or 5:30 this day or 6 o'clock that way. That doesn't work for some, like, the old me. Cool. I don't have no real responsibilities besides my bills, so I don't have no prior engagements. But now I have real more responsibilities to attend to. I have school at 5:30 after work. I have my son. So if I have to potentially put him in a daycare, that's another thing. You know, right now I'm still working from home. Everybody else done returned to the building. I'm still thankfully working from home. I hope it stays that way. But I'm still working from home. And I don't know if this job is 100% from home. Like I said, we didn't get into that interview phase. This was supposed to be like a brief call, but we never got to talk again. And I took the silence and the note, the next call, not the next 2 days from her not calling, I took that as God just confirming, like, no, this isn't for you, because I'm giving up too much. Like, I'm already over here stressing myself out about something that's not going to work. And I'm trying to make it work because I think that this could potentially be better. But if it's better for me, why am I so stressed? Why am I sitting here putting pieces together that just don't fit? And so that's what I literally had to remind my best friend about today. I was like, dude, listen, you have to know when to step away. Every day we talk about the same thing. You stress out about this. You stress out about this. It's the same thing. At the end of the day, if the time is right, God will make it happen. And you will not be so far stretched. Like, God will not do that to you. And even if, you know, some things may stress you out, but it's not going to be to this capacity. Like, you haven't even started the process and you're already stressing out. Like, this is absurd, you know? So I had to tell him, I was like, listen, because I've been there, you know? I've been where exactly where you are. And I'm not saying that sometimes, you know, most of the times God don't give you the whole boom, boom, boom. He don't give you the blueprint of what's going on. He tells you what to do, and then you either do it and obey and walk by faith, or you get left behind and you still getting drugged there, you know? And so I told him, I said, you know, I just, me personally, I don't want to see another person do what I did. Like, with my apartment, and I know you guys tired of hearing it, but I'm gonna keep talking about it because this is my story and this is what this podcast is for. My podcast is to encourage you guys through the things that I've real deal gone through, the things that I'm real deal still going through, the lessons that I had to learn in being disobedient and being having little faith, like the things that God has brought me through, because I know that somebody else out there needs that. And that's why I shared with you guys previously that it's so important to share your story, because if I would have never experienced that situation, I wouldn't have been able to be there for my best friend the way that he needed me to be there for him. You know, I would have just been on the other line like, yeah, I get it. You know, don't stress yourself out. But I had to whip that thing on and tell him to get himself together. You are a child of God and he will provide. And if it is not falling through right now, it's because the timing is off. Because, baby, when the timing is right, it'll just be easy. It'll be easy. And I know that from experience, things will just fall in the line. And you'll be sitting there saying, I don't even know how I got here. That's just how with my apartment. I had looked all over and I was getting stressed and stressing myself out. And I had been praying that, Lord, please get us an apartment before Christmas, because I want to be in my own place for my baby's first Christmas so we can take our pictures and set up our tree and da da da. And here it is a week before, 2 weeks before Christmas, and I ain't found no place. Then I found a place and they was playing. And that's another reason why I say when it's from God, it makes sense. And I know y'all hear this noise in the background, but that's me and my hands, because I just, you guys, when I talk about these stories, I get so emotional, because I'm like, Jesus, like, the grace, the mercy that he has on us. Like, the faith, the times where I'm faithless, I feel so stupid. Because it's like, and I'm not talking about you guys, but me personally, I feel stupid. Because, like, he's brought me through so much for me to still be sitting here on this little bit of faith. You have to have, do you know how little a mustard seed is? And it expands. That's all you need. And my dumb behind me sitting here looking dang stupid because I'm sitting here stressing, Lord, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Whole time my faith is down and my eyes is open. Like, come on, sis, get it together. And I think about with my apartment, I'm believing these things. God, I know you say you're going to do it. God, you wouldn't have brought me through this to leave me. God, I know this is what I said. And, you know, I've been putting in the work. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. You know, I done got rid of my car. I'm saving my money. I'm budgeting more. I'm doing better. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And so I end up finding this apartment. And I saw that it was available. It was a great price. Definitely, it was cheaper than the one I got now. I'm going to tell you that. And I looked at it. I said, okay, I can deal with it. It wasn't something that I 100% liked. But I said, because I need it now, I can pay for it. It's available. Let me try. So basically, I was just selling it because I felt desperate in that moment. And sometimes they literally say, desperate time calls for desperate measures. But sometimes we have to realize that by settling with what we think is best for us, it makes us miss out on what God has for us. So if God has told you no to something, it's because he has something better for you. So don't worry, don't fret and get upset about something that God will potentially have for you that is way better. Because this apartment, I knew from the moment, like, the guy was just not off. The connection wasn't there. He wouldn't even let me apply for it in person. So I went home and applied for it, got approved. And then it was like a back and forth thing for like 2 to 3 days. Oh, we got an apartment. Oh, we don't got an apartment. We got an apartment. We don't got an apartment. Oh, we got another one. Oh, we got this. We got that. And then finally, I said, you know what? It was 2 to 3 days. And I said, you know what? I'm done. So I ended up finding an apartment I got now. It was no hassle. I literally called and was like, oh, we only have one left. You know, it's basically whoever applied for it. I said, okay, cool. I went online. I applied. I was nervous as heck, you guys. I was so nervous. And I called her back and she said, oh, Miss Jasmine, you was not playing. I said, no, I wasn't. I was not playing because I need somewhere to stay. And I know that at the end of the day, the last place was playing on my name and I ain't got time for that. So, she ended up pulling everything out. Oh, you got approved. And I just was looking so crazy because I'm like, Jesus, this is so easy. And again, I was so scared. I was scared. But here I was in a moment getting ready to settle for something that wasn't even God's best. And this apartment is way better than that other apartment. And right up the street from where I need to be from work. So I'm just like, you know, again, if you have to jump through so many hoops, like you guys, I was going through so many hoops, playing phone tag back and forth with these people. Oh, we got the apartment. We don't. Oh, this person said he didn't want it. Now we have it available. Oh, you know, we got your deposit, but da da da. It was a bag of crap. You hear me? It was too much. And I had to realize to step away from it. And that's what I came on here today to tell you guys. Know when to walk away. Do not keep standing there fighting a battle that you're not winning, because in the long run, you're only stressing yourself out. You're getting yourself upset. You're getting yourself worked up for something that is not of God. And you have to trust God enough to know that he has better for you. Don't settle for what you feel like you need in that moment. Get on the same level as to your faith in God. Trust your faith and trust that that's the best thing that you can do. So that's what I wanted to tell you guys today. And I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned for more episodes. Remember, being grateful makes you gorgeous.